Dreamland is a new series from Sky. It's the story of three sisters, their mother and their grandmother, whose lives are upended when a fourth sister, Mel, played by Lily Allen, returns to the seaside town of Margate and threatens the stable family dynamic that they've crafted. Eldest sister Trish is expecting her third child, desperate for a girl, when Tarua Mel comes home and has surprises of her own. It's all based on Sharon Horgan's 2018 BAFTA winning short film of the same name. And I'm joined now by David Hanratty, who's been watching Dreamland. Can Sharon Horgan do any wrong, Dave?
It genuinely seems like everything she touches turns to gold. Yeah, and this is a short from a few years ago as well. So at the moment, she is dominating the television landscape, and quite well, it should be said. Now, she's not involved in the writing of this expansive six-episode series, but it is her brainchild.
Yes, it started with her. There's a wonderful dynamic there, because it is really this family, a cross-generational thing based in Margate, which brings a kind of a seaside postcard feel to the drama.
From the off, yeah. I mean, the very first thing we see in the show is Lily Allen, who is new to this kind of thing, like having a substantial TV role. This is her debut in that regard. She's on a bus. She clearly doesn't want to be going to this very vibrant, colourful town of Margate, this seaside coastal area. The show Dreamland, it's named for the amusement park of the same name, but of course it is conjuring up the idea of paradise and, you know, familial, you know, harmony, which doesn't necessarily exist, especially when she comes crashing into the picture.
Yeah, and with all sorts of complications involved there. However, the picture that we first meet, one of the first people we meet is Trish, who we know is on her third pregnancy. She's done it this year. She has two boys. Boy, does she want a girl. Everywhere is bright candy floss pink.
Yeah, she's hosting a house party, kind of like not a gender reveal party, but more of a gender wishing party, because she really wants a girl, to the point that, as you say, the clothes are pink, the food is pink, the walls are pink, everything is pink.
Yeah, she finds one of her sons having a blue kind of Mr. Freeze, and she comes disgusted at it.
Throw that away. We can't have that, because she calls this a manifestival, which is a very good line, I have to say.
Yeah, let's have a listen to the clip, actually, where she's there at this manifestival, as you say, and her sister Mel, played by Lily Allen. There's clearly a very strong, nasty dynamic between the two of them. Trish is played by Freema Guiman. Manifestival, a kind of baby shower where she hopes to manifest the gender of her child.
Congratulations. What is all this, anyway?
A manifestival.
A manifestival?
A party.
Right.
Don't you take the piss.
I'm not taking the piss.
At least I know how to commit to things.
Whatever makes you feel less insane in the membrane is fine with me.
Excuse me, I've got to do a speech now.
Hello, everybody! Everyone, can you come through, please? In the kitchen! Through, thank you. Cheers.
Thank you. Come on.
I would just like to say, on behalf of Spence, myself, our beautiful boys, and our definitely daughter. Thank you all for coming. I'm going to raise her to be a good sister, a loyal sister, one who shows up, and not just when it suits. Ta-da! Eat my pitters!
There we go. Freema Agyeman as Trish, Lily Allen as Mel in that scene from Dreamland. Dave Hanratty with me in studio talking about it here. It's so pointed the way she says, I'm going to raise her to be a good sister.
Oh, it's dripping.
Dagger looks across at the Lily Allen character.
Yeah, dripping in passive aggression for sure. And like Lily Allen, of course, has come into this party unexpectedly. She's coming home from Paris and she's clearly the black sheep of the family. She's literally wearing all black. Everyone's wearing pink. She is like the contrast. Is very clear straight away, and the family dynamic is what drives this show. I mean, it's quite light and breezy. It's quite risque as well, though. I should say it might appear on the outset like family friendly, not quite.
Because we get certain scenes even in the first episode between Spence, who's the husband of Trish. Yes, risky.
Yeah.
It's kind of seaside postcard risky. It's that type of risky.
Yeah, it feels like a show from the 90s, and I mean that in a good way. Like, it feels like something you would have seen on UK television back then. And I think the strength of this is definitely the ensemble. I think a lot of people will be drawn to this because they'll be like, well, what's Lily Allen like as an actor? She's done some small stuff here and there, but this is her most substantial
role. And on the basis of what you've seen
I think she's really good, yeah. She's very natural. She fits into this.
Yeah, but the two that really stood out for me, and I only watched the very short episodes, they're only half an hour, and basically a half an hour on telly is really only 24 or 25 minutes when you put in the two ad breaks. Frances Barber and Sheila Reid as the mother and grandmother of the two sisters. There's such a wonderful, particularly Sheila Reid does nothing. She, you know, the smallest gesture is reads brilliantly.
She's the comedy grandmother, which we have seen a trope before, but she does it excellently, as you say. She's so expressive. And the mother character, Cheryl, like, she's very interesting because she's got secrets of her own. She's got a relationship that she's hiding in the background for reasons of, you know, more depth than you might expect. I mean, it is all about these women. It's a show written by women, directed by women. It has women at the forefront. There are very female characters. And I think that that lends itself to a huge level of authenticity across the board. It's a really, really lived-in show. These characters and actors feel perfect for their parts. And I will say, for me, the standout actually was Freema Agyeman as Trish. I think she's the beating heart of the show. One character, one of her sisters, describes her at one stage as, she's a nightmare, but she's not a bad person. And that's what this show is about. The more I went on, initially I was kind of like, there's not that many stakes here. Not much is happening. But by the time I got to the back half of the season, little things that cause huge ructions do come into play. And I thought everyone actually pinballed off each other really, really nicely.
Yeah, because even in that first episode, which is all I've seen of it, I got a sense that, yeah, comedy is to the fore here, but there's a bit of dramedy as well. There are going to be reasonably serious points made along the way.
Definitely, yeah. And we won't say too much for spoilers because there are huge
Don't say anything, please.
I'll say nothing. But I will say that Lily Allen's return, her character coming into this, is essentially the thing that unsettles everything.
Yeah.
But she's also human. Like, her character, she's not evil. She's a flawed person. These are all flawed people. But they are a family, and they're a tight-knit family. And what do tight-knit families in these kind of shows do? They fight each other all the time.
Yeah, and that's part of the fun. You're recommending it, David?
I liked it a lot. Yeah, I thought it took a while to get going, but by the end of it, I was like, yeah, I want more of this.
You want more of it, and more you will get. Dave Hanratty speaking to us about Dreamland. It starts on Sky Atlantic on April 6th.